Bereshit Kropkin. So earlier in the week, I mentioned the drasha of the Sifrei on the pasuk describing the blowing of the chatzotzrot of the trumpets of Yom Simchatchem Moadechem Rashei Chatzeichem, etc. On the days of your joy and on the holidays, Rosh Chodesh, then utkatem bechatzotzrot alotechem alzevchei shamechem, you'll blow the trumpets. And the Sifrei there discusses that the Yom Simchatchem might be Shabbos, with implications as to whether there's a mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos. I want to focus just very briefly on another possible interpretation of the pasuk. The Ibn Ezra here says, Yom Simchatchem Moadechem. So what does it mean, the day of your joy? He says, Sheshavtem Eretz Oyev, when you return from your enemy lands, O Nitzachtem Ha'oyev Ha'balechem V'kavatem Yom Simcha K'mei Purim V'shivat Yemei different Gersod, but probably Chanukah Simcha. It's a case where you blow the shofar, you blow the chatzotzrot because you won a war, you have a reason to celebrate. And he says, and this is like Purim, and possibly, at least according to one Gersa, Chanukah. And he seems to argue that this pasuk is already telling you that there's a special mitzvah of rejoicing whenever you had a salvation that would happen to you, whether it be military or some other miracle. Rav Binyamin Tabori, in a parenthetical comment in his write-up of this week's parsha of Baaloscha in his new Sefer, he notes that we should at least consider what the implications of that might be for Yom Ha'atzmaut and Yom Yerushalayim, and then he doesn't explain. But what he's referring to is that there's a seminal argument by the Chassam Sofer, which he makes in two places. Actually, in several places, among them in his Tshuvos and Yeridaya, in Tshuva Reish Lamed Gimel, where he argues that the basic obligation to celebrate when a miracle has happened to you is biblical. And even though Chagim, like Purim and Chanukah, may be rabbinic, only their manifestation is rabbinic. But the basic idea that whenever God performs a miracle, you have to find some way of celebrating and thanking God, that's biblical. And based on that, he argues that Purim and Chanukah, while again, the way we actually celebrate them are derabbanan, are rabbinic, there is a biblical obligation for us to come up with some way of celebrating those miracles, and therefore they're a kiyum d'oraisa, they fulfill a basic value of thanking God, which is d'oraisa. And in 1948, and then again in 1967, the poskim used this argument of the Chassam Sofer, many poskim did, to argue that perhaps Yom Ha'atzmaut and Yom Yerushalayim, we should be biblically mandated to set up some sort of celebration. How you would celebrate is not necessarily dictated, but the fact that you need to come up with some way of celebrating, recognizing the miracle, might be d'oraisa. And many of the poskim, such as Rav Meshulam Roth and Tshuvos Kol Mevaser, and many of the Rabbanei HaRashi throughout since the establishment of the state, in a recent article, Rav Drukman reiterated the arguments. They argued based on the Chassam Sofer, which is basically the same argument of Ibn Ezra here, that because there was a miracle, you had to set up something, and therefore the notion of setting up Yom Ha'atzmaut Yerushalayim is in fact traced back to a biblical mitzvah, which according to the Ibn Ezra is the pasuk here of Yom Simchatchem V'Moadeichem. Now again, how exactly you would build that celebration is not determined, and therefore the poskim argued whether at the extreme, like Rav Meshulam Roth, one should derive from here that one should say Hallel with a bracha, or other poskim, no, you should come up with some celebration, and you should just say Hallel without a bracha. How one manifests that celebration continues to be a machlokas amongst the poskim, but the general argument that some celebration should be in order, however you choose to recognize what God did for you, that seems to be a biblical law. And the Chassam Sofer notes, based on Shmuel Ram al Shakar, that this seems to have been the Minag Ledoros. There was a Takana in general known as Purim Katan, where communities, when they had a personal miracle, would set up a Chag, which they would call Purim Katan, which they would say Hallel, and they would celebrate, which according to the Chassam Sofer is a kiyum of that same thing, that not just on a national level, but on a personal communal level, you also have to find some way of celebrating miracles that happen to you. And again, as the Ibn Ezra said, that may trace itself back to the biblical mitzvah recorded in this week's parasha.